It's Christmas time in the city. We waited all year for this, and finally, on Christmas Eve, we can enjoy the great tidings of joy and good cheer. You still have 24 hours to do some Christmas shopping, but hopefully you're already done with that. Because if you have that finished, we have some ideas for things you can do before and even after Christmas.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Tonight, you can head to World Cafe Live for a holiday tribute to Muppets creator Jim Henson. Philly folk star Reverend T.J. McGlinchey is a staple at the venue, and he and his band will take you through all the Muppets' favorites and then some.
In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas.
It is the season of the heart.
Harry the Puppet will make an appearance. In fact, he's the MC. The show starts at 8 p.m. While we're talking Christmas carols, let's talk about the Philadelphia Treasure singer Carol Riddick. Carol is an amazing vocalist, and she's my girl, so I have to say she's also an amazing person. But if you've never seen her live, you're missing out on one of Philly's best.
Chestnuts roasting on an open
She's performing her show, A Holiday to Remember, at South Jazz Kitchen tonight and tomorrow night. We'll have a link to tickets on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Shows are at 7 and 9 p.m. on Thursday and at 7 and 9:30 on Friday. If you want to get outside, there are still many holiday light shows in the area. One of the biggest is Cozier's Christmas Village in Burnville. The attraction is now in its 74th year, and it's open through the entire holiday season. That includes Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. There are over a million indoor and outdoor light displays, and it's accessible to both wheelchairs and strollers, so you can bring the entire family. Keep in mind, tickets for major holidays are sold on site. What if you don't celebrate Christmas? There's an event for you too. The Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History hosts a virtual event, Being Blank at Christmas, on December 25th. It's an all-day family celebration that you can enjoy from the comfort of your own home. It's inclusive, and it allows you to fill in that blank however you like. You can access it via Zoom or on the museum's website or Facebook page. It all gets started on Saturday at 9:30 a.m., and it's free, but with a suggested donation of $18. And on Sunday, the annual celebration of Kwanzaa begins. It goes through January 1st. The African American Museum in Philadelphia is hosting a ticketed Kwanzaa event on Sunday, with a candle lighting ceremony, a drum circle, and a wellness workshop. It all gets started at 9:30 a.m. And they're partnering with Franklin Square to host a free event for each day of Kwanzaa starting at 5:30 p.m. But you must RSVP in advance. And the City of Philadelphia lights up Boathouse Row in red, green, and yellow for Kwanzaa at 4 p.m. on Sunday. You can see that happen live from Fairmont Park or online. We're not out of holiday ideas, but we are out of time. You can find out about more on our website, whyy.org/things to do, including where you can see and hear two very different versions of A Christmas Carol. I'm going to call Dasher and Prancer and Blitzen and Rudolph for a ride on up out of here. But before I do, I want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season. From our WHYY family, to yours. Have a great weekend, everyone.